Prologue. Some time ago.
Excuses, excuses! You give the same ones every week!
They're not excuses, Thea, it's the truth.
Truth? You expect me to believe you leave this house every day and go to work?
Their voices echoed through the small home, inevitably reaching 5-year-old Megara as she sat in the adjacent room at the window. She didn't flinch as their argument grew louder and more heated. As cutting as their words might be, Megara didn't understand them. Her parents' arguments had become as common as the sun rising in the morning and the moon shining at night. Even her mother seemed to anticipate them coming now, like she could feel an impending storm. As the sun began to fade each day, she'd move Megara to the home's only other room minutes before her father would walk in the door.
You wait here and play, Megara,
her mother would say, sounding tired, before the yelling even began.
Be a good girl now and keep quiet.
Her mother usually placed the Stromvus in front of Megara to keep her busy. The top her father had once whittled her was the quietest of all of Megara's toys, though it had never been her favorite. That would be the Platyke, but the rattle was deemed too loud by her father, and the spheria rolled all over the floor. One time her father had tripped over the marbles when he walked through the room and yelled so loud, Megara swore the walls rumbled. What she really wanted to play with was a doll with moving arms and legs like the one she saw the girls at the market carrying. But somehow she knew not to ask for such an expensive gift. Most days her mother struggled to make enough from her mending to buy Megara milk.
Where did you spend the money you made, Leonatos? We need it for the rent. Maya will be here any minute to collect.
Megara rocked the Stromvos back and forth between her thumb and index finger.
I don't expect you to understand what it is like for me while you do nothing all day but sit here with her.
Her? You mean your daughter? The child who is your spitting image? The one you all but ignore while I mend and clean for others to feed her since you can't?
Megara gave her fingers a small twist and watched the top take off, spinning wildly across the windowsill, the colors in the wood melting into one.
It is hard enough to feed one mouth. You expect me to provide for three when there is no work in all of Athens?
You mean none that you're willing to do, Leonatus. I see you when I bring Megara into the market. You stand around with those other louts all day laughing and doing nothing while I fight to buy her milk. Enough!
Her father's roar reminded her of that day with the spheria, when he'd landed on his back after catching his foot on a marble. She momentarily looked at the door and held her breath, wondering if he would burst into the room and start yelling at her for doing absolutely nothing wrong, as he sometimes did.
I can't do this anymore, Thea. I never wanted this life.
Yet this is the life you have, her mother said sadly. Rent is due today. The food is all gone, and there is a child in that other room who needs us.
I have nothing to give her,
his deep voice broke.
This is on you now. Goodbye, Thea.
Megara watched the top wobble as it neared the edge of the windowsill. If Megara didn't put her hand out to catch it, the Stromvos would fall off.
Don't you walk out that door! Megara's mother shouted. Leonatos!
The door in the other room opened and slammed shut. Her mother gave a strangled sob, then was quiet. The Stromvos wobbled for a moment more before it fell onto the floor and skidded across the room, landing in front of the door. Megara turned to retrieve it, but the door opened first, sending the top back across the room and under a chair.
Megara, get your things.
Her mother swept into the room, gathering blankets and clothes and shoving them into a giant sack. Her pale face was tired, and her brown hair was pulled high above her head in a messy bun, held up by one of her sewing needles.
We're leaving, so move quickly.
Are we going to the market? Megara asked hopefully.
Her stomach growled as if to remind her how hungry she was. They'd had nothing but a roll.